Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random would you rather question 206-803-ROCK. Okay, let's see here. One for you guys.
Horse girl.
Would you, horse girl. Okay.
I'm still with Mike. On all the ones you read, I'm going horse girl.
All right, here's a messed up one. Would you rather have your grandmother pee on you or pick up poop with your bare hands? Grandma's story came from our own show. We had a caller who called up and said that he was with some nephews, nieces.
I believe.
Cousins, friends, whatever. And they were swimming in the Hood Canal area, I guess. Stingrays came in.
Jellyfish
came in. Stung one of the kids or whatever. I think it was his mom went over and...
I think it was his grandma peed
on the kid's leg. So it'd be the grandmother peeing on the grandchild.
Yeah.
Okay?
This kid said I got stung by a jellyfish and was writhing around in the sand. And said the kid was like 5 or 6, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say jellyfish sting to them, much more dramatic. So right. The kid's going... And mom runs over and starts peeing on him.
It's one thing to have an accident with a dog bag... many times I've gone to pick up poop, and I realize that either the bag burst or there's a hole in it, and
yep.
I might have a little under my fingernail or some on my hand or not pleasant. Try my best to wipe it off. But I have never in my life actually held an entire turd in my hand.
No.
The whole embodiment of the bowel movement in my hand.
I'm still picking up the dog turd. And the reason why, one, just the idea of my grandmother peeing on me, bothers me in a million ways, even if it's supposedly medicinal, right? This mother was doing it in the story we got, trying to do the right thing based on a belief that people have, right?
Okay, all right.
But still, I don't want that. Just let me sting. But with the poop, like you, man, with the dog, every once in a while the bag breaks or whatever. And the thing that bugs me most, not that it's on my finger, like you said, when it gets under your nail. So sure. I feel like if I just had to pick up a
you
got to
pick
dog
it up off the ground.
Yeah. But I would know how to flex my fingers to not get it under my nail.
Like this?
Yes. I don't want it under my nail.
Eventually, got to claw that thing. Like think of the claw game.
But when you get it under your nail, you're never convinced that it's not under your nail anymore.
But like, you got to pick the whole thing up. It doesn't matter.
I know. I'm just saying. I think I can avoid the nail.
You could scoop it in.
I might do that.
You get it on two hands.
That's okay. Just not under my nail.
You got it in your hand.
Yeah, I would take that. Over my grandma peeing on me.
All right.
Because, look, for two reasons. One, someone just urinated on me. Two, that person who did it's my grandmother. And three, I witnessed that.
Has anyone ever actually had human fecal matter in their hand?
Well, my kid was a baby.
I mean, like, the whole thing.
Yeah, basically. I wasn't going to move my hand. No, I'm saying the kid had pooped their diaper. I am changing her diaper, giveaway. And then she started pooping again, but my hand was there. So it's either that or let it fall onto the bathroom counter. And I figured I'd rather, it's easier for me to wash my hands and wipe down the car. Right, okay. This was my fault. Well, yeah. But that was baby size. And it was not pleasant. And you do have that moment as a parent. And you probably have the thought like twice a year, just if this were any other person on this planet, would I be doing this for them? And the answer is no. 100% of the time, it's like, if you were not my kid, this is not a situation I'm bailing you out of.
Right.
There's no freaking way.
Yeah. Praise Bass, would you rather have your grandmother pee on you or pick up poop with your bare hands? The Trenton Thunder. They are widely credited for being the first minor league baseball team to use a dog to retrieve bats after a golden retriever they had named Chase made his debut in 2002. I'm assuming based on the fact that Chase is a golden retriever, Chase is not around anymore. But other squads quickly followed suit.
Wait, what do you mean? Well, it's because he's a golden
retriever.
He made
his debut in 2002. Golden retriever.
Oh, 2002. It's 22.
About 8-10 years.
Yeah, okay.
Most of the time. He became a bit of a sensation, so other teams started doing this. And that includes the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They are a North Carolina-based single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. And they've been getting some assistance from a yellow lab named Casey Betty at Atrium Ballpark since 2023. Now, over the weekend, the Cannonballers hosted the Carolina Mudcats for a Mother's Day showdown, where Casey Betty was doing her thing in the bottom of the third inning when she popped a squat right behind home plate after nature called. An employee then sprung into action using his bare hands to pick up the poop that was left on the field. Now, they say give credit where credit is due to the Kannapolis employee who didn't waste any time and leapt into action in order to clean up the mess to make sure the bowel movement didn't interfere with the game. With that said, they said, you would think most people in the stadium would have understood if he'd taken an extra few seconds to track down, I don't know, a bag, a paper towel, some other object to try to scoop this thing up. But he didn't. He just went straight with his bare hands, went in, picked it up, cleaned off the grass, and walked it and threw it away in a trash can.
So are you a hero or are you gross? Like, if I were that guy, the story would just be, hey, the dog popped a squat. Eventually, the employee came out after soliciting for a bag. When he could not get a bag, put his hands on his hips and stared at this pile of fecal matter for a good 90 seconds, muttered something under his breath that we had to bleep out.
Wouldn't you rather find a bag or something in a dugout?
But you got to keep in mind, too, right? This is minor league baseball. So I'm assuming more than likely this is an intern. Dude's like 19 or 20. I think he's just out there hustling, trying to do a good job.
No, I agree. That's absolutely what I believe. Do you think that true,
if I'm your manager, am I going to go like, you're going to be something someday?
So yeah, right.
Or am I going to be like, you're going to be in jail?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? Is it like that I'm proud
That's
of you?
A hard worker. I appreciate what worker. He did. Just grabbed it by the hand.
But see, you still also look for that person that's got some thought process. Like, man, I could have just grabbed a paper towel or a rag. What? You know, how are you evaluating this
it's
potential?
It's a baseball game. What's the most important thing? Keep that game going. It's a hard worker. I like him.
Okay. I believe he's a hard worker. I also think he's a bit of a psychopath.
I also think that he's going to have learning things is going to be a little bit of a curve. You know, I don't know, man. You picked up poop with your bare hands.
And you could have just waited a second.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, somebody here says, give that man a raise.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I do credit the guy by springing into action. It's just, look. There are times where you spring into action. In my opinion, that's not one of them. It's not you go, hey, I fully intend to clean that up. We're going to keep that game rolling. I'm getting a bag first. And like you said, I think the crowd would understand.
Okay.
And how about the person to train the dog? Like, look, a dog's going to poop when a dog's got to poop. I understand that. But, like, man, didn't you not make sure? Like,
look,
you
it's a huge grass field. The dog is out there for 3.5-4 hours.
So take him somewhere to let him poop in between, man.
Inevitably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, you do have every half inning to be able to do that.
Let's say my dog inevitably is going to poop, so I take her outside and let her
You don't know day. Minor league baseball, man. It's just like where the A's are now in Sacramento. If you need to use the bathroom, you got to wait to the guests need to wait for the inning to end, sprint out in the outfield. They open up the outfield door so they can go use the only bathroom that's back there on the field level. So you
the
just
players.
The players. You just don't know how this field is laid out.
Right.
As far as, can they get the dog out? Can the dog go use a bathroom?
It's also, at the end of the day, I don't care how well trained. Like, sometimes dogs just poop.
I know.
And they're trained to poop on grass.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, he did a good job.
Okay.
Good boy. Random. Who's a good boy?
All right, moving on from poop. And pee.
Nice.
Would you rather be known as an upstanding pillar of the community or have $1 million in cash?
I'll take the mil.
Yeah, I don't care if people think of me if I get $1 million.
Yeah. I don't know what people think of me now. I don't ask. I like to think I'm a decent human being. Maybe I'm not. And I'm fine with that ignorance. But also, I don't have $1 million in addition to this ignorance.
I know.
And yeah. It would be great if people said, oh, dude, I'm telling you, this is the greatest guy you're going to meet. There's nothing wrong with that. But I want the $1 million.
A pillar in the community does good.
Does a lot of good.
He gives back.
I feel like that would go further than the $1 million.
In a lot of ways, it would.
That's why I would take it, is because I believe that being a pillar of the community would take me further than that $1 million cash.
What would your destination be as far as taking you further?
I'm giving you my weekend condo.
I feel like a lot more opportunities open up, yes.
All right. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're not wrong, but also, if I'm an upstanding, if I'm an upstanding pillar in the community, the things I want to do with the $1 million, they cannot coexist. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you give me $1 million, what I do with that money is not going to be upstanding pillar of the community type of behavior. And I'm probably going to blow through it real quick, because I'm on a mission. I still got a gig, right? I'm still going to come in here and do this thing. I enjoy my, but that $1 million, I'm going crazy. Just say Vegas. Whatever you want to imagine, that's probably.
See, I think I would take it and buy like a crash pad somewhere cool. Like if I could find like a, I don't know, $250,000 condo in Scottsdale, Arizona, like I'm buying that thing. That's what I want.
I'd do some of the two, but it'd also be my drug den. But my
thing, whatever.
I'm just saying, like my $1 million, purely selfish. Like this, I'm spending it all on me. Even the kids, can I get, no. Mm-hmm. No, you cannot. This is your daddy's.
I want a place where I can jump into a pool.
Or I could be upstanding. And from where, and Mike, you're right. There's a lot of very positive things that happen as a result.
Yeah.
But I still got a few wild oats, man.
Yeah.
Well, you're allowed to have wild oats.
You could be an upstanding. You just got to be
older. Yeah, but if you're upstanding, no one knows what your wild oats are. So either you're hiding them very well, in which case they're wrong about you, you have none.
As
I can't imagine that.
Plus, if you're an upstanding member of the community, there's a chance you might fall. And when you fall, that's horrible. We were just talking about Justin Tucker. That's
sure.
Falling. Now, if it's just me doing that, I don't know that guy.
But that's right. Not you know being I mean? An upstanding member of the community.
I know that.
But you thought he was.
Right.
You thought Joel Osteen was a good guy until a hurricane happened.
Right. The question is not, do people perceive you as an upstanding member of the community? It is, are you an upstanding member of the community?
Is that how it was phrased? Are you?
Let me see how he phrased
it. Okay, now listen.
Would you rather be known as an upstanding pillar of the community? Or have $1 million?
I think it's better to be known as the upstanding pillar of the community. I mean, you still have a fun on some level, but whatever you're doing with your free time, you're doing some good for the community, right?
If you have $1 million, you can also do good for the community.
Yeah, but I think
sometimes it's just a matter of not being a D. There's a ton of people that donate a ton of money who are complete a-holes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Caleb said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like, all right, you donated a bunch of money, you still suck and are rude to people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think those...
Are you taking $1 million?
I think...
I take the mill, yeah.
Yeah.
I think more people that do that donate their time. More so than their money.
Well, the money's the tax write-off. Your time is your time.
Yeah, exactly. Reason we asked, would you rather be known as an upstanding pillar in the community?
Like Mike.
Or have $1 million? A lucky lottery player, he bought a $1 million scratch-off ticket at a gas station in Warren County in New Jersey last month.
Hey.
After passing on a chance to keep an unclaimed $100 bill. Now, the winner, who chose to remain anonymous... He purchased 3 Power 20x tickets at a mini mart in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, according to the lottery. The $1 million ticket cost $20 and was the third and final top prize ticket among the 7 million sold for the game. Now, lottery officials said the winner believed that karma played a role in the win because the player found a $100 bill on the counter but opted not to keep the money. After checking with 2 other customers to make sure that they had not left the cash behind. Now, instead, the player asked the clerk to put the money in an envelope in case anyone returned for it. The person then bought 3 tickets. The
clerk was like,
Yeah, I'll do that.
Envelope. Yeah, you got it, man.
Sure, an envelope. The last of which was the grand prize winner, so he spent $60. I see it, and I turn around. There's a person at the ATM and 2 people waiting in line. I said, did someone leave this here? Everyone's saying, just keep it. I feel that if you take something that's not yours, you'll never get your own. And everyone there just looked at me like I was nuts. The winner plans to buy a modest house and a reliable vehicle. Now, I do this a lot. Back to being the idiot who buys the scratch-off tickets. There are many times where I go in there, and there is either a scratch-off or a mega or Powerball ticket that has fallen and has not gone all the way down, or someone forgot it and left it in the door. I will always take that up to the counter and give it to the woman who works there and say, hey, somebody left this. If they come back, whatever. Because I believe in that karma.
How's it paid off?
I haven't won a thing.
Okay.
I believe in that karma, though. I believe that that's the right thing to do. Also, I believe this. If for some reason that would be like $1 million winner on Powerball or something.
I don't think you would.
I'd turn that thing in and they go like, oh, no, that's Carla Johnson. She forgot it in the thing because we have all her tracking number and when she bought it and the time and the credit card.
But here's the difference.
And all the things.
Here is the difference. The other thing is you believe that their odds of those tickets being lottery winners are as slim as yours, right?
Yep.
And that's the joy of the lottery, is that you got such a weak chance of getting. This guy found a $100 bill. This is cash. I mean, you just pick it up.
Oh, yeah. There's no, yeah.
It works 100% of the time. Do you think that you would have given a $100 bill to give to the clerk to pretend he's going to put it in the envelope? Or, right, and bought some crap of that? Or would you have turned it in and then you happen to hit $1 million? I don't know if I'd get past the first 100. I'm at the counter. There's a $100 bill. I even offer it to 2 people at the ATM. They're like, not mine.
The thing is, they have cameras. My mind says that's a setup. Anyone could say, hey, I left $100.
Setup for what?
Let me check the closed circuit footage and see if I can see if you really did leave it on the counter or if someone came and took it.
I mean, a scratch-off ticket, though, is only worth so much.
Right.
So I get you. I would take it back. Maybe somebody comes in. If I go to an ATM and it's just a $100 bill hanging out, I'm just going to take it.
All right, so your situation.
ATM, yes.
So ATM, you're taking it.
ATM, yes. I don't know why. I don't know why that changes things. I'm not sure exactly.
What about you, Mike? $100 in ATM cash. Do you turn it into the bank and say someone left this in here, or a $100 bill sitting on a countertop?
I'm one that would turn it in because, again, I believe in good karma.
The ATM?
Yeah.
At the $100 bills in the ATM.
Because I've had that happen to me. Look, I left, I think, $40 at a grocery store.
Thank you very much. You did, yes.
Exactly. And I even thought about it after I had left. I was like, I can try to go back in there and find it, but I know damn well nobody turned it in. Nobody put it back there. And I felt
crummy
about
that. So you're
going
to be the one guy.
That's right.
But wait, you didn't even go back?
No. I was way too far beyond it at that point.
So think about it. You find a $100 bill, you turn it in, that person who left it there, if they have the same attitude as you, they're not even going to go back and check anyway.
Well, then I will get the $100 after it checks out. That is not how
you already turned it in, it's gone.
All right. Well, I got good karma.
All right, man.
I just can't believe this guy won based on the odds. So I started, just the odds. And this was the fourth tickets out of, as far as $1 million. Oh, third and final top prize. So that means out of 7,300,000 tickets sold at $20 a piece, there were three $1 million ticket winners. Three.
And he got one of them.
Out of 7,305,000. Those odds are ridiculous.
Yes.
They are absolutely ridiculous. I'm saying, like, with my scratch-off, there's no way in hell.
Are you bitter?
I just, once I looked at these numbers, I'm like, God damn it, man. There's only $3 million winners out of 7,305 tickets at $20 a piece. You tell me the lottery ain't making money? Golly, why are we paying taxes?
All right, well, here's somebody here. They said, hey, the same thing happened to me, except it was a $20 scratch-off that somebody left in the machine. Gave it to the clerk. The clerk kept it for a week. Nobody claimed it. I came back, and I won nothing.
The clerk already scratched the ticket. They just bought another one and put it in there, just so you know. Here you go, kid.
Yeah, didn't it?
Yeah, look, I scratched it already. More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I feel like it's a country and western intro.
It does kind of have that, yeah.
Like we're riding horses, the horse chick does yoga. Coming into town. One horse town till we got here. Okay. Oh, who sucks last? Coming up at 4:30. In the meantime, it is our random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
You shared the story with us about the guy in New Jersey. He found $100 in cash on the counter at a convenience store. He didn't steal it. He gives it to the cashier, then buys a scratch-off lottery ticket, wins $1 million, right? Good thing. Then we had the discussion, like, I don't even know if I'd have given $100 back, blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, just understand this. As I have gotten older, the answer has obviously changed.
Yeah, they do. We're talking about it outside. When I'm 30, I'm keeping that $100, man.
Up until 40, I'm keeping that $100.
Really?
I don't know what the hell's happened. I really don't. I guess it just it's a feeling of guilt.
Yeah,
maybe that's it. I don't know. I just got to the point where I'm
do
like...
Do I feel guilt? I can't
I just feel like this is like a setup and I'm going to end up on television. Like,
What kind of setup is that?
It's one of those...
What would you do?
Would this guy have taken the $100?
Yes.
Because the woman who came in before did not and gave it back.
That's her.
Now look at this guy. What a jackass. And here I am, like, on some show.
Look, on national TV, I still feel like I'm 50-50. Like, yes, I am the guy that would take that. Who's with me? A bunch of half the hands ago. But anyway, somebody here says, look, around last Christmas, I found a lady's wallet and a shopping cart at Fred Meyer. I took $400. I kid. It says, I found out she lived a mile north of me. I returned her wallet to her husband. They gave him $20.
Yeah, too bad they were divorced.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a finder's fee, too.
What? Are you going to tell them that?
Oh, I mean, if they ask, but if you find a wallet with a few $100 and it's all 20s, like, take $40.
You're saying, take 40 bucks. So wait, I'll return. I found your wallet, sir. I'll return most of your money.
80% of it.
Yeah, it's like $400. If it was $400, I think me taking $40.
But you've done this before you give me my wallet.
What if they knew that $100 and said, hey, you know what? If you wouldn't have taken that $40, I was just going to give you the $100 for returning my wallet.
Well, I did you the favor.
Correct.
You did. That's why I drove to your house and dropped it off. That's
and my I'm dog saying, thanks you because this is the money I need for his life-saving surgery.
I would have given
surgery.
You $100 for doing all those things. How do you know I took it? Because I just went to the ATM, and that's why I was at the Fred Meyer.
You're not paying attention to crap.
Here's the receipt.
Your whole goddamn wallet at the Fred Meyer.
I love that this is Ted's argument. I'm just picturing you on someone's front doorstep. And I took $40, man.
You know what? Give me 60 more.
Random. Maybe I have something else of yours that you don't know about.
Right. Mike, I'll bring that note next time.
Thank you, sir.
I sent Mike a message. I said, sorry, I was late. I was pooping. He said, bring a note next time.
Bring a note.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, guys.
Hola.
Mark, welcome to the program. Random question. Or the random would you rather question. Let's see. Okay. Mark, would you rather get arrested while naked and everyone knows that you got arrested while you were naked? Or... you could injure yourself during sex, we'll say a penis fracture, but nobody knows except for the person that you are with. So you could either injure yourself, fracture your penis, or get arrested while naked, and everybody knows that you were arrested while naked.
Do I get $1 million with it?
No, nope. You do not. Both these situations suck.
Then I'm going to go naked, man. I mean, I got nothing to lose anymore.
So, you're going to get arrested while naked.
Yeah, I'm going. I get arrested naked.
Okay, all right.
Like, listen.
Circumstances are different on all these stories.
But I still fractured my penis. Like, no matter why I got arrested naked.
So is Dennis Rodman. He's done it 3 times. He's still around. He's probably still having sex.
It could be trespass. It could be anything. I just happen to be naked. Right? That's it. That's all. Like, they say, why are you naked? Like, I don't know. I was probably drunk.
Question.
But fracturing my penis, even if no one else knows, I know. I had to go through that experience. And
I heard it's incredibly painful.
This is exactly
what
I'm
saying.
Is it at
the bottom? Does it happen in the middle or does it happen at the top?
I don't know.
I don't know this either. I don't know. Like, when you mess up your knee, you know where you know it's the knee.
Right.
But a penis.
I'm taking fractured penis.
It's
like, what? To me, that says I have gained enough length that I can fracture it.
Correct.
Wow.
But also, you fractured it.
I think you can fracture
it. Dennis Rodman is still having sex.
He is still having sex, but he doesn't brag about fracturing his penis. Like, it sucks.
But it's a war story. You were laying it down so damn good that I broke it.
Nobody knows. So all you've done is fracture your penis.
That's fine. I don't want everybody to see me getting arrested naked.
Correct. I don't want people seeing me naked. I certainly don't want them seeing me naked and handcuffed.
I'm all fine with me and Horse Girl getting after it, and then I get it broken, but nobody knows about it.
I'm with Mike. If I'm naked and handcuffed, she better be doing some pinky stuff.
Did you guys see the story about the guy at the who was in a shed for sale in a Lowe's parking lot?
Oh, it's our shot of the day.
Okay, I won't give you the rest of it.
I'll save that one then for you.
Right. I don't want to be that headline, Miles.
All right.
But radio producer arrested.
How low can you go, buddy?
Right. Lowe's knows.
Yes, they do.
Look, you could be that guy, or you could just be trespassing. I don't know. You got drunk and you're running down the street. We don't know. It's not that you could have robbed a bank naked.
Sure.
You know, that's some odd respect.
I'm still naked.
But fracturing my penis, here's the thing. If everyone knew I fractured my penis, hopefully there's a decent story behind it. We know what the story is, but in this case, no one knows. That just means I suffered what in my mind is a horrific injury. And it can't even be shared. I don't want that experience. I'd rather just say, yes, I was naked. Because the naked thing, no one cares about the crime. They care that you're naked. No matter what I did, the only question I get is, why were you naked? That's it. I can live with that.
But then everybody that you know
knows that I was arrested naked.
They will bring it back up.
They will. I've admitted that I kidnapped someone. Like, I can live with this.
You will end up.
But I have not fractured my penis. I don't want to fracture my penis. And if I do fracture my penis, I want everyone to freaking know.
Yes.
But in this case, no one knows.
Okay. We'll start with the being naked in public. And everybody knows. And it becomes a news story. We go to Lawrence, Kansas. A man is in custody after allegedly resisting arrest and attacking police officers and his own dog during a violent struggle at a Lawrence gas station. Lawrence police responded to a disturbance just before 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Casey's General Store. Employees reported the man was refusing to leave the store's bathroom and had brought a dog inside with him. Now, when officers arrived, they found that the man was now naked, and police say the man refused to comply with commands and began fighting officers who tried to arrest him. They used a taser once. They used a taser twice. The man continued to resist arrest. The man then allegedly bit his own dog's ear and neck and refused to release his grip, according to the cops.
On his dog.
That is correct. Police said several officers suffered minor injuries trying to get this guy off of his dog.
And he's naked the entire time.
One officer was treated at a hospital for a bite wound allegedly inflicted by the naked suspect. The dog suffered injuries and was transported to the Lawrence Humane Society for evaluation and surgery and care.
Jesus.
So that's what that guy did. While naked, which is impressive, to be tased and injured multiple
times.
Look, you're naked. You don't really have the footing.
This guy did.
You don't have the balance. You don't have anything. Yeah, you know, you're basically just, you know, without grip. It's like kind of like fighting in flip-flops. You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like the cop is like, I went to work today. I had to wrestle a naked man, which already sucks, and the naked man's dog. One of them bit me. It was not the dog.
But most people fight barefoot.
In a bathroom, in a gas station. To me, that's like tile floor.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, right. I don't know.
Maybe they can switch up the octagon to have the wet tile floor.
Right. Like, I've walked into it. I've forgotten my flip-flops enough to walk into a gym locker room without, you know, my shoes on. And it's just, it's a weird feeling. It's a weird slick feeling. So, okay, on the other side of this, a penis fracture. Mm-mm. A survey asked people what sex-related injuries they have suffered. Have you guys ever suffered a sex-related injury?
No.
I mean, like a leg cramp.
Yeah, I mean, I got a Charlie horse once, which sucked, but I wouldn't call that an injury.
I got a black eye once.
You said you had a black guy, or you had a black eye?
I had a black eye. Still waiting for the black
what
guy.
What was his name?
Troy.
I had a bloody nose one time.
You get so you got nose, or did you just get you got headbutted as well, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But I got a black eye. Almost two of them.
Wasn't her head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that at the moment?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think I
killed Wasn't it before. Worth it?
Oh, damn right it was.
This is our world. So I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, look at this thing. It's just ridiculous. So I come into work and Steve, you go like, what happened to you? I go, you're not going to believe this. I walked right into a corner of my wall last night. And you were like, okay. And I'm like, whew. Okay. I don't have to explain this one. Jesus Christ. Yeah, totally. Like black and green on the inside. I don't know if you remember that. It was like took 3 or 4 days to get rid of it. But
you got headbutted.
I got headbutted, totally.
Intentionally?
During sex?
Yes.
So the back of somebody's head.
No, it was her forehead.
Hit my face. No, it was.
Boom. That's how she
Get off me. Get off me.
It was face to face, man.
She liked it wild.
It was a.
And no offense, I guess full offense, but I could believe both. If you came in on a Monday, said I got headbutted during sex, I'm like, all right. If you, if you said, I got headbutted, I'd be like, all right.
I believe that too. So, survey says...
hey, what'd you say?
Yeah. So,
how much did you drink?
Okay.
85% chance it was a chick.
All right. I told you after one of our events a couple years ago, I won't say the name of the bar, but it's in Miles' neighborhood. So, we had all been together, and then me and my buddy went over there as we wanted to get some food. And we liked this bar.
Yeah.
Miles walks in, just like, doesn't even notice us. We're sitting with his buddy.
All right.
And he walks in, and that bartender pulled him, I mean, a tall shot.
And a beer, like, right. Boom.
Right. And then, so then I ordered one, and the guy gave it. I was like, no, no, no. I want one of those Miles ones. I'm trying to get my money worth. I get it. You spent enough money in there. I was then give me one of the goblets.
This is a pint.
Yeah.
So, survey says they found that most people get injured in the dog position. So
oh, no.
That is the most hazardous, and that's how I got black eyes.
Or green, or whatever.
Black guys.
Black eyes.
Black eyes. Now there's two
black of them. Sure, yeah.
Black-eyed peas. Also, about 24% of men admitted to experiencing some kind of injury while either helping a lady out, compared to just 16%
Mike
of women.
Mike gives the thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When it feels like you're in a vice.
Yeah.
Pop out of your drum.
Yeah, baby.
Leave my nose alone.
All right, so... 2% of people surveyed said they had broken a bone. Most of the time, that would be falling off the bed or just slipping in the shower, one of those kind of deals. 3% had a penis fracture, a broken penis, or, on the flip side, a stuck foreign object.
Yeah.
I have been there before.
Front or back?
Front.
Yeah, I've done.
I've lost a prophylactic, so to speak.
You've never had that experience? Like,
no, sir.
You look it's down like the claw machine.
You look down, it's just a ring around the rosy.
But your hand disappears.
There's a ring. There's no rest. Yeah. And you go, Wait, when did this come off?
Yeah.
At what point did this come off?
You know it came off before it should have.
And for 35 days, your heart's oh, my God. I looked down, and there was a ring there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And that's why I named you Joey. You know, like... Your mind's racing. You see that. You're like, oh, my God, not with her.
Yeah.
I know exactly. No, 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 no. Please, please, please.
You got to get it out.
Ooh. Depending on your type of fun, hemorrhoids or an anal tear is also a common sex-related injury.
Also the name of my bed.
Both of those.
Anal tear.
5% of people have had that. Women on the front side, 11%, have had a vaginal situation that way.
Oh, geez.
A vaginal tear?
So basically, the
how big is that penis?
The natural,
go black?
The natural... The natural...
Scale O'Neill's responsible for 98%.
Episiotomy.
Yeah, just the natural...
Sorry about that, girl. I kind of gave you the ball. That's why you had to sign the waiver.
16% have had a back injury.
Yeah, well, I can believe
that's
that.
The most believable, I believe, out of that, but it's not even close. UTI, 23%.
Sure.
That's pretty common. Pulled muscle at 39%.
All right, Charlie horse. There we are.
Bruises at 54%.
Sure.
Absolutely.
That was intentional.
Do you guys know the number one sex related injury?
Ooh, we've covered cramps.
Ted used to get this all the time as a kid.
Gout.
Back to bloody noses. not as a kid.
Gout. All the time. I had him. He had him.
Pneumonia.
Every friend with a basement had. Playing knee football, carpet burns.
Oh
yeah.
Okay. Carpet burns. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going chicken pox.
Oh, no.
I got a shingle shot, man. I'm good.
Man. I'd have sex with some chick and you get chicken pox. Because it's not even as cool as like a sexually transmitted disease. It's not like I got a cold. Like, dude, you're getting chicken pox,
chicken
man.
Pox.
Dude, you have chicken pox? Yeah. What
the hell, man?
I slept with Tina, man.
We had a sleepover.
I got chicken pox, dude.
Don't scratch it, man. It's bad for you.
That's what I can't stand reading about the Diddy case. This is one thing after another. UTIs, this. Yeah. Like, how much lube do you need? Everything I read, I'm just like, golly, this is crazy.
Well, and the UTIs, I mean, you never gave anybody a chance to go urinate.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's called. Freak down, freak out, freak.
Freak offs.
Freak offs. Yeah.
That's a freak off.
Rules of the freak off, bro.
You can't use the bathroom.
How do you establish these rules? Like, is there a, you know, ladies and gentlemen, a few rules to go over before the freak off officially begins. If you need to urinate, do it now. Because once we get going, it ain't going
to
happen.
I think there's ways to tell. Right? Like, there's certain words or whatever, or just actions. You know what I mean? Like there's friends you... how should I say this? You might be involved with a couple... I don't know. Like you and your buddy might be involved with a chick. But, like, okay, you know right. that buddy. You've obviously said something to each other, like, all right, we're cool. You know, separate it. Like, I feel like by the time you've got... don't touch my thigh. But by the time...
Separate it. I don't think you need to say that. Hey, man, just separate it.
But I also think by the time you got to the point where he was inviting to the freak-offs, like, he must have known you were into that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, but I just feel like he had more rules than what I would think in, you know,
like I
your
definitely,
typical freak-off.
Like, if years ago somebody said, you want to go to the Hamptons and go to Diddy's white party, sure. I would have said, sure. But, like, at the end of the night... Right, it's like, do you want to stay for the freak-off? I've probably been like, no.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd have been like, let me see what that's about.
I'm just going with numbers. There's just too many too many people involved.
I know someone we could probably get a hold of and ask how crazy it is, but I just don't. I think it's just completely inappropriate to bring it up.
To a Diddy party?
No, just to someone who knows a little bit more about that world, probably more so than other people.
All right.
But, you know,
but who is this person?
Right.
Hang on.
Why would it be inappropriate if it's saying, look, we're having a conversation, we're ignorant of the information?
I mean, he worked for him for like 6-7 years.
Yeah.
You gotta know something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He would know.
Okay. I would think
he'd be suspicious of something.
But everything I've read is that he had parties and there was levels of like what you got invited to.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, like, I think I would have been invited to, like, the daytime, and then, like, ends at midnight. And so, what happens after midnight? It's like, well,
Diddy party.
You got to go.
What if it's a daytime freak-off? All the women wear pasties.
Well, that's the issue. It's like, but there's so many dudes. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just...
A red
flag right ago. Just like, there's too many people involved.
Right, but most of them are dudes.
But let's say Mike, right, Mike.
There's more stories about male prostitutes being there than female.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Right, like, when I went to the Bunny Ranch, it was a bunch of women.
Yeah.
Now, if it was, like, I don't know, like, I'm just saying, like, I just would have been like, but wait a minute, why is there, like, 10 dudes here and 2 chicks?
All right, Ted.
I'm not into that.
I can finally get my black guy.
Who's the hottest chick in your mind right now?
Oh, it's a tough one. Between Sydney Sweeney and Tate McRae.
All right. We have Sydney Sweeney and Tate McRae. We're going to have an orgy.
All right.
Both of them are going to be there. And 15 dudes. Are you in?
Out.
That was a quick tap out.
Do I have to interact with the guys?
I don't know. It's your orgy. So that's I'm just saying they're going to be there. That's my issue.
I'm not going to say details, but I have been somewhere once. The woman was very attractive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The guy was very touchy. And they invited me somewhere, and I said no.
Because the guy was too touchy?
I was convinced that I was going to have to do something with the guy. It's just not my thing. Nothing wrong with it. It's just not my thing.
Even then, you're going to have to do stuff with the guy.
I know another person with a story, by the way.
I know.
Two of them. Good God, man. Well,
yeah, like he kissed me on the cheek when I left. And I was
really?
Like,
all right.
I'm not going to come visit you. Thank you
for
the invite.
But he thought you were good looking. See, that's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been wild.
Are you going to it would have been wild, bro. You're going to be wild.
The problem with the two hot women, whoever it is at the top of your list, the two hot women that are on the top of your list, plus the 15 dudes.
I have Kathy Bates and Rosie O'Donnell.
You're going to be riding the bench a lot during that session.
You don't know
so you
that.
So you can't be just broing down with the other dudes that are over there.
But if it's like, your orgy, man.
You're
I'm
naked.
Just saying, look, these are the numbers.
If
it's this
my
is
orgy,
who's
the 15 dudes ain't
look,
there.
Look,
it's like being at Golden Corral, and there's like only one piece of chicken left on the buffet. Like, by the time it's your turn to get up there, there's like one dried out lean tube of potatoes in the corner. Like, they haven't restocked it yet. That's kind of what you're getting.
Yes.
You're getting a one bony rib. That's like,
it's also like
the go for first dibs, man.
It's like laying on the floor of a diner.
You can't wait around.
It's like you're laying on the floor of a diner, and this waitress has to walk over top of you, and that tray is full of liquids and juices. Something's going to spill.
Okay. Oh, no.
Good times.
I don't want orange juice or hot coffee on me.
What's the most number of dudes you would have? Those are the two chicks that are going to be involved, right? We've taken it down from 15. How many dudes are allowable? And look, you get your shot, man.
Do I know them?
I'm about to say, are they your buddies?
No.
Does that make it better or worse?
Oh, I'd rather.
Like, if you and Marshawn were in there.
You got to, yeah. Steve's right, you got to jump in first.
Wait, can you pick the buddy that's with you?
Yeah.
Right, because there's a lot of people I know, some I feel better than others. Like, some, we probably high five. Others, I'd be like, I'm sorry you're here, man.
Right. Yeah. You got that friend that's just a little too gung-ho to be there?
No, I'm thinking the exact opposite.
I think you got to go first right out of the gate and just make sure that everyone else is behind you.
Yeah, for sure.
Not, I don't know, man.
I don't think that's how these parties were working. That's the issue.
I know that.
So I'm just saying, judging from just looking at the numbers, just go, oh, you got a full squad, man. I'll play next week.
It's like you open up that pizza box, man. It was a pepperoni pizza, but there's one slice left, and it was the bubble piece, and all the cheese slid off, and everyone else got that.
And there's no pepperoni for you.
And there's a half a piece of pepperoni for they cut it in half, and it's the only piece on there.
Right. You got invited to a pizza party. The only thing left is veggie.
Yeah. Who sucks last year is coming up at 4:30. And we've got your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.